flow of thought. Yes, sir, you will more and more feel the tireless energy of life and get more and more firmly on your feet every day now. You know that assembled in you are all the attributes of mind. Among them are intelligence, strength, courage, productiveness, an ability to get on with the job. And is that work important? It certainly is. The Lord has so much for you to do, work no one else can do, that He will see to it that you are able to do it and have a good time withal. When reading, we find it wise to emphasize the hopeful and wholesome assertions, and to minimize or even omit the weird and fear-inspiring. One of the first things I learned in writing was to paint cheerful pictures only. A writer should not dare paint a picture that concedes power to error. I have just read from a book on expression, "The power to realize ideas quickly and intensely is at the basis of all eloquence and all true vocal expression." So it is that a vivid realization that life, the very life that animates us, is the sole power of the universe, immediately lends peace and strength to every fiber and function. Yes, we have to learn to grab things on the run in these days, which are only 24 hours long. But that is when we pray our best, do we not? It is a mighty good thing to have a multitude of chores day by day. Perhaps we would not profit by having hours and hours for study and meditation. Do you not do your best thinking while you are adjusting your hat or tying your shoes? The good Lord seems to seize those moments when we are off guard to slip over a few bright ideas. Your note of the 13th has arrived. The all-discerning mind will make you a success in the contests. Of course it will. Because that mind is your mind, and therefore it constantly directs you in every legitimate undertaking. So lean on mind, admit that you have it, and all will be well. Certainly it has the intelligence and creativeness and resourcefulness necessary for the occasion. And above all, have faith and assurance. Mind will make you a winner. You know, the outstanding faculty of the Almighty is creativeness and productiveness. This is why those properties are uppermost in your makeup, since you and He are one, are you not? Do not think a single thought of failure, or say one word against yourself. The Almighty does not like to have His youngsters discredited, and you must not indulge in that practice. You can do all that is required to bring about success in your venture. Your sufficiency springs from the Almighty within. Now rise in the full power and ease and majesty of being, and produce, create. You have it in you.